Okay, let's begin our discussion. Baruch Hashem, we are within 2 weeks of Purim, and another week and a half, really. So it's really very exciting, and we have to get ready for Purim. Hopefully on Monday, the Monday shiur will be the halachas, especially of the squeeze it in, because the halachas of Purim in general, and the halachas of Purim Mishulash. If we're not going to be in Yerushalayim, but just to know the halachas, and the halachas of a unique Purim on a Friday. So, by the Shem, we'll talk about that on Monday. And I know I still have one Hilcha Shabbos year left in the Bishul. We've done 5 out of 6. There's still one more, but the past 2 Mondays I was doing interviews the whole day, so I couldn't do it, but that's hopefully done. So, Beshem, we'll get back to a regular schedule. Okay, the Rambam tells us at the end of Hilchas Megillah, in Perek Beis, right, Megillah v'Chanukah, the first two parakim are Megillah, the second two parakim are Chanukah. The last Rambam tells us, "Kol Sifrei Hanaviim v'Chol Ksuvim Asidin liBatel liYamos HaMashiach." All Neviim and Ksuvim are going to be Batel. Chutz mi Megillas Esther. There's something unique about Megillas Esther. V'Ari Kayemes Kachamish Yechum SheTorah KeHilchas Shel Torah Shval Peh SheEinam Batel Ma'olam. We're not going to do the comparison today, but it's also an interesting comparison. Megillas Esther is going to be forever. The afal pi shekol zichron atzaros yibatel shenamar based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu kidishko atzaros harishon zchidistru meina yimei apurim lo yibatlu. The days of Purim will not be batel shenamar v'yimei apurim eilo lo yavru b'tocha Yehudim v'zichron lo yasim mizarim. The Ravid argues and says, I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. We're not, what Yeshayahu is going to be batel. All in the Neviim and Ksuvim, right? We're not going to. There's going to be a new Tanakh. It's going to be just T, right? And T with Megillas Esther, that's it. So the Ravid says, what's the Rambam talking about? Dvar hedyoto suze. What a foolish thing to say. Ki lo yevatel sefer mikol asfarim, shein sefer bo limud. It's Tanakh, right? It's Torah, it's Neviim, it's Ksuvim. Right? Every sefer is unbelievable. Aval kach amru, afili yibatel shar asfarim, milikros behem, Megill lo yibatel milikros osav etzibar. No. In terms of the mitzvah of Kriya, maybe Megillas Esther will be the only sefer having a mitzvah of Kriya, and the other sfarim we won't be kori from anymore. Maybe that's what it means. But so, what does the Rama mean? Good question. Thank you. We're not gonna focus on the machlokas Rama and Ravid, but there is something special about Purim and Yemei HaPurim. Interesting. Yemei HaPurim. Does Yemei HaPurim just mean Purim and Shushan Purim? Does it include Tainus Esther? Is that a Yom HaPurim? That's not tonight's topic. But in a word, the Poskim and the Mefarshim explain that Tainus Esther is a different type of fast day than all other fast days. Right? If you look in the Rambam, Menachos Tainus, he has the 4 fast days, just in terms of categorization. The 4 fast days related to the Korban, Yom Kippur, and Tainus Esther. Right? It's the only fast day that we know you're Makdim. If Purim would be on a Sunday, you're Makdim it. Because it's not Puranus. It's not a sad day. Next Thursday is not Tainus Esther is not a sad day. It's a serious day. But it could be a Yemei HaPurim. So again, that's important. But so what is it about this day? If you think about Purim, also, there is no other holiday during the year that is compared to other holidays like Purim is compared to. Purim is like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippurim, the Kisvei Arizal. Purim is like Shavuos. Shavuos is Kabbalah HaTorah, and Purim is Kabbalah HaTorah. Well, Purim is like Hanukkah. You know, Hanukkah and Purim, they always go together. Right? Well, Purim and Pesach, Chagei HaGeula, Rashi says, Mishenichnas, Adar Ma'abim Sim. So Purim is compared to everything. So what's Purim about? What's the secret of Purim? And what gives it it's the magical nature that makes it stay forever? There's even a special halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein medaktikim mimos Purim. Okay, we'll talk about the halacha of the Hashem next week, but the Shulchan Aruch says in Source number 3, Tafrei Sadi Dalid, don't be so medaktik in Mos Purim. Kol mi sheposhe yado litol nostim lo. Whoever sticks out their hand. You can't say no on Purim. Somebody asks you for tzedakah, you don't, we don't start doing background checks on Purim. Right? You have to give them. You have to have a lot of change ready. I mean, in regular years when we're walking around and a lot of people that we're meeting. And the Bali Musar say that kol ha-poshe yad, no stimlo applies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. Anybody who's posheid yad to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Purim, no stimlo. A special koach hatfila on Purim. I would say, especially this kind of year, there was a minhag that's quoted, you know, of davening Vasikan on Purim, of saying all of Tehillim on Purim. So usually Purim is very busy, and we have no time. Purim is the busiest day of the year in a normal year. I would mamish from morning to night, but in a year where, you know, where a Friday is going to be home, and now if there's going to be a look, Halavai, we should all be able to be together at Purim, but it's unclear with they might close things down for Purim just to keep things safe. So up until and after, whatever it is, but we might have more time on Purim. So Torah and Tefillah, right? Kol Poshe Yad Nostim Lo, it's given. So what is this power that Purim has? And finally, so again, what's the eternal message of Purim, and why is there a special Koach Tefillah? And finally, the last point to make. By way of introduction, the Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Peches, we know, I think we had a Sichas Chaim about this a couple of weeks ago, months ago, last year, I don't remember, where we spoke about Naaseh V'Nishma versus Kafal Amar Kegigas. So on the same daf there in Peches, that even though we were forced to accept the Torah, Amar Rava, Afal Pikin Hador Kiblu B'Mei Achashverosh. Even so, we re-accepted it in the days of Achashverosh, Dechsiv Kimu V'Kiblu Yehudim Kimu Mashakiblu Kfar. We re-accepted the Torah, even though we were forced somewhat regarding some area of Torah Shebal, parts of Torah Shebichsav versus Torah Shebal Peh, that's one of the possibilities that we spoke about to answer the question. We accepted willingly Naaseh V'Nishma Torah Shebichsav, but Torah Shebal Peh had to be forced upon us. So if that's the pshat, that's the Medrash in Parshas Noach, so then Hadar Kiblu Abimei Achashverosh means we re-accepted what at the time of Purim? Torah Shebal Peh. So why is Dafka, you know, why do we accept Torah Shebal Peh? What is Purim? What did the Nes of Purim have to do with Torah Shebal Peh? That's another question as well. Just to point out, this is not our topic, but I didn't see many Mefarshim talk about it. If you were saying they re-accepted it in the days of, how would you finish that sentence? I would have said Mordechai v'Esther. In the days of Achashverosh, right, he gets the credit. Like, why do we dafka? Okay, because the beginning of the Megillah, Vahibi Me'ach HaShverosh, that's why. It's still unusual that Chazal say, Hadar Kibluah B'Yimei HaShverosh. There must be some symbolism in that. Again, that's just food for thought, a question to do. Okay, so here we go. So the root of what we're going to talk about to try to get to the secret of Purim is, again, one halacha, and that is the Gemara. It's in two places. I gave it to you in Megillah. Megillah Daf Yadalet, it's also an Arachin, it's the Halal Gemara, where the Gemara asks why we don't say Halal on Purim. Right, it's the only holiday of the year, almost. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Chanukah, Purim. So why don't we say Halal on Purim? So on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, inappropriate. The king of the world is sitting on the Kisei Sheldin, and you're going to try to butter him up. You're going to try to say, oh, you're the best. That's not appropriate. You know, Sifre Chaim Umeisim Suchon Lefanav. Do tshuva. It's inappropriate. And the Rambam's Lashon is, you don't have Simcha Yaseira. There is some Simcha, but not Simcha Yaseira. But Purim, there's no greater Simcha. So why don't we say Halal on Purim? So the Gemara, as you know, gives three different answers. Number one, and we're going to mention all three of them, and then we're going to analyze each of them, and hopefully be able to come up with some idea about the significance of the day. So, Yachi Halal Ami Neima. Number one, the Vishain Omrim Halal on Nesha Bechutz Laretz. Number one, we don't say Halal on a Nes that took place outside the land of Israel. Nesha Bechutz Laretz. There are a number of areas of Purim that have to do with Eretz Yisrael. This is one big one. Right, the other one, right? Mukafas Choma Miyomos Yeshua Ben Nun. The Yerushalmi at the beginning of Megillah, right? We go by walled cities from the time of Yeshua, give covet to Eretz Yisrael and to Yerushalayim, because we want to get Eretz Yisrael into the story. But here, we don't say Halal. So on Purim morning, when we go from Chazaras Hashatz to Laning, we should think about, Eretz Yisrael. Right? It was not a Nesan Chutz Laretz. So it was an Nesan Chutz Laretz. They asked the Gemara, Ayesias Mitzrayim, the Nesan Chutz Laretz, Hechi Amina. She wrote about Pesach. Pesach also was not about an Nes in Chutz Laretz. And we say Halel on Pesach, at least day one, we say full Halel. Kidatanya, Achelon Nichnos Yisrael, La'aretz, Hukshu Kalaratz, Islam Ashira. You're right. Before B'nai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, then you could say Halel on an Nes in Chutz Laretz. But once B'nai Yisrael went in, Mishnichnos Yisrael La'aretz, and then we went into Galus, Lahukshru Kalaratzos Lomar Shira. Right, so right, Purim, as we know, was between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. We were in Galus. It's a fascinating story, just in terms of the history. Achashverosh was, there were many people in Tanakh who miscalculated the 70 years. Yirmiyahu said it's going to be 70 years. And Belshazzar messed up, and Nebuchadnezzar messed up, Nebuchadnezzar, then Belshazzar, and Achashverosh, even Daniel didn't know when the 70 years were up. Everybody had their own 70 years from what? But right, everybody was confused. But that's when it took place. They were in Bavel and Persia, and the Nes did not take place in Eretz Yisrael, so we don't say Hallel. And the question is, which we're going to list off, but we'll just ask the question already, why not? It's a Nes. Hashem saved us. Why wouldn't we say Hallel? What's wrong with the Nes in Chutz La'aretz? Kadosh Baruch Hu is the God of all, the whole world. So that's one answer, though. A second answer, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman Amar Kriyasa Zu Alelya. We do say Hallel. We do say Hallel, but it's the Megillah. So, great answer, but we don't say Neros Zu Halelya on Hanukkah. We have a separate Maisa HaMitzvah. Plus Hallel. So we should have Megillah Esther plus Hallel. But what's the difference? Why should the Megillah take the place of the Hallel? Number two. And what happens if, well, how literally do we take this? If somebody, this year, Halacha L'maaseh, Rachmana L'tzlan, let's say somebody's in Bidud, they can't get to a Megillah reading. So they say Hallel? Right? If it's in the place of Hallel, so you can't do Megillah, so would we say Hallel in that case? And the third answer, Rava Amar Bishlama Hasam Halalu Avdei Hashem Halalu Avdei Paro. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, we say Halal because we went from Avdei Paro to Avdei Hashem. Ela Hacha Halalu Avdei Hashem Halalu Avdei Achashverosh Akadia Avdei Achashverosh Anan. The story didn't end happily ever after. Esther was still living with this animal. Right, the Jews were still in Galus. Yes, it eventually led to, according to Chazal, Esther and Achashverosh's son was the one that gave them permission to build the Beis HaMikdash. You got to work out the years because they didn't have the son yet. And it was only at most 15 to 16 years later, he was already the king and gave permission to build the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, you got to work it out. But the Gula wasn't complete. Akati Avdei Achashverosh. And therefore, Hallel is only by a complete Gula, as we will see. So let's go back and talk about these answers to get a deeper understanding and appreciation of the story of Purim. So let's go back to the first answer, Nesha B'chutz La'aretz. So why is that doesn't fit the bill? Right? And what changed when we went into Eretz Yisrael? Right? We said Hallel on Pesach, and that was a Nesha B'chutz La'aretz, so it's not about Chutz La'aretz. So what's the difference? Says the Emek Bracha Rav Parmanshik. Parmanshik was one of the great Gedolim, Talmud of the Brisker Rav, and Rachman al-Slani died at a very young age. But he writes in his Sefer, he has two or three Svarim, Emek Bracha, Torah Zerayim, but he writes there in source number 7, he quotes the Gemara, Ubir Adavar Nira, on line 5. Mishum de Eretz Yisrael, harehi Eretz Asher Hashem do reish osa, v'tamid eini Hashem ba, v'yamerkos shel hashkacha pratis. Hallel is not just for a nes that Hashem does. Everything's a nes. I saw a quote today from the Bala Tanya. Teva is me'al ha-teva. I've never really learned Tanya Keseder, but it's in there. It was quoted. Teva is me'al ha-teva. I mean, the whole world is nesim. The whole world deserves praise of Hashem. So, says the Emek Bracha. Says the Emek Bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha. His direct, close hashgacha with Eretz Yisrael is part of the ingredients of the Mechayev of Hallel. It's not just Hashem performing a miracle, because everything's a miracle. The whole world is a miracle. But it's reflective of Hashem's close connection to His Am in Eretz Yisrael. That special, close hashgacha pratis, that's what's Mechayev Hallel. And of course, before we came into Eretz Yisrael, hashgacha pratis was with us when we went out of Mitzrayim. But once we went into Eretz Yisrael, so then the special hashgacha. V'yalkein yishchilek panhagat Hashem ben Eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz. Kishak Shem osa neis, ein adome neisha be'eretz Yisrael, neisha b'chutz la'aretz. To the physical human eye, it might look like the same exact miracle. Right, the same exact change of nature. But if we look closely inherently, what the miracle reflects, the Anesha of Eretz Yisrael, who Yoser Begoli, Yoser Boletes Bo, Yad Hashem Yibanesha Bechutz La'aretz. Kamosha Aron Bam is B'nei Purim, as we'll talk about this a little bit later. So that's why, because Eretz Yisrael has the special Hashgacha. And therefore, the Nes of Purim, which did not take place in Eretz Yisrael, yes, it was miraculous. But the standard for Hallel is a Nes that reflects the special close connection and Hashgacha Pratis. Again, Hashgacha Pratis is everywhere in the world. But there's a different type of Hashgacha Pratis when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. And this, of course, relates to the Ramban. A few places in his commentary on the Torah, I gave you one of them in source number 9, in Parshas Achrimos, where the Ramban says, V'ho'inyan, ki Hashem ha'nechbad bara kol, Hashem created everything. V'sam koach ha'tachtonim be'elyonim, and he put the power of the lower into the upper. V'nasan al kolam va'am ba'artosim l'goyem kochav u'mazel yadua. The Ramban says, as many Midrashim give the impression, every country and nation has what we might call an administering angel, a guardian angel. That's a hard word, because the angel himself does not guard. Right? It just means Hashem created a force that, chas v'shalom, to daven to them, but it means indirect hashgacha. It means it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, b'chvodo v'atzmo. Right? There's no intermediate. There's the Tsar of Esav, and the Tsar of Yishmael, and the Tsar of Australia, and the Tsar of every country in the world, and every nation in the world. But when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, there's no Tsar. Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodu v'atzmo. Line 20. V'nei b'chutz la'aretz, av'o b'shakol l'shem ha'nechbad, ein tara b'shlema. Bavar ha'mesharsim ha'moshlem aleha. In chutz la'aretz, there is indirect hashkacha. V'ha'amim tom acharei sarayim b'chulu. And there are many, many reflective of that, many, many sources. Again, the Ramban continues. I didn't give you the whole thing. Not here. In Parshas Akev, he says, right, the Vilna Gaon thinks it's not true. But the Ramban says it's based on a Medrash, that every mitzvah that we do in Eretz Yisrael, it has a different meaning than a Chutz La'aretz. Even tefillin. Even tefillin, which has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Rav Lichtenstein tells us, writes the story, that one time he picked up Rav Huttner at the airport. Rav Lichtenstein learned by Rav Huttner also. Right before he went to learn with the Rav, but Rav Lichtenstein writes, he picked up Rav Huttner, and Rav Huttner said, "No, let's go to the nearest shul. I want to go put on tefillin." He's like, "Rebbe, you davened on the plane." He says, "That was Chutz La'aretz tefillin." I'm not passing this way, but Rav Huttner said that. That was Chutz La'aretz tefillin. Now we're doing Eretz Yisrael tefillin. Right, and it's like based on that Ramban, but this is the first message. And again, there are halachos that connect to Eretz Yisrael that are limited to Eretz Yisrael, that have nothing to do with the land. And those who were here in Maseches Gittin a couple years ago, I just gave you one example, right? If somebody sees 600,000 Jews, Haroe Echlusi Yisrael, special bracha to make. Special bracha to 600,000 Jews. So when was the last time 600,000 Jews were together? For Bavadi's Levaya. Right, Levaya, there's about 900,000. So everybody was talking beforehand, you're going to make the bracha, not. But the problem was, not the problem, but they say maybe if only see 600,000 Jews, like on Har HaBayis, you'd be able to see them. I was like cramped on one of these little streets, and you don't see anything. You know, you see a sea of, you know, people, but what do you see? A couple hundred people. But let's say a person in a helicopter, you're looking down. But the Gemara doesn't say it beferish, but when the Rambam quotes this halacha, it's when you see 600,000 Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Where does Rambam get it from? Good kasha. But again, it's a halacha that's limited, that has nothing to do with mitzvos hatulias baretz. But this is the Hallel. There's no Hallel on Purim because it was a nes of Chutz La'aretz. And that's why we try to connect it as much as we can to Eretz Yisrael, but that is all number one. That is all number one. Let's move on to number two, Rav Nachman. The Kriya is the Hallel. The Kriya is the Hallel. So what does this mean? Is the Kriya really in the place of the Hallel? Should we be saying Hallel? The Meiri there. The Meiri says in Megillah Daf Yadalin. Often, if you want to find one of those collector item shitas, you look in the Meiri. You know, and often he's the one that'll quote it. Maybe a Tosfos Rid also. But the Meiri often, because he quotes a lot of opinions. He's a late Rishon. V'nira li l'tam zeh, says the Meiri, according to this reason of Rav Nachman, Shem hayi b'makom she'en lo Megillah shekari es a Hallel. say Hallel. If you don't have a Megillah, if you're not going to read the Megillah, Shein lo nimna mikriyaso elamnisha kriyas haMegillah bimkomo. The Megillah, the Kriya of the Megillah is in the place of the Hallel. But, says the Meiri, if you're in a place without it, so then you say Hallel. Very literal understanding. We generally don't assume that way. We don't assume that way. A, who says we passing like Rav Nachman? I mean, you want to say Hallel just without a bracha? Okay, maybe, but we don't mind a paskin like Rav Nachman, but the Mefarshim explain there are other rayas. This year, Shushan Purim. So hopefully Monday we'll talk more about Purim Mishulish. Purim Mishulish, Purim's on Shabbos. Right, so how do we do it? We split it. 2-2-2. That's an easy way to remember it. In Yerushalayim, two things on Friday, two things on Shabbos, two things on Sunday. Friday is Priyas HaMegillah and Matanos Lavyonim. Shabbos is Al HaNisim and the laning of Purim. Sunday is the Suda Mishloach Manos without Al HaNisim. Right, that's the three-day Purim, 2-2-2, Purim Mishulish. By the way, trivia question, the only time ever that it's possible to say the same Haftorah 2 weeks in a row. Right, Parshas Zachar, what's the Haftorah for Purim? The Maftir for Purim in Yerushalayim is Purim, right? But you need the Haftorah has to go with the Maftir. So what's the Haftorah for Purim? Same thing as Parshas Zachar, it's about Amalek. So it's the only time. In Yerushalayim, the next two Shabbosos, they're going to be doing the same Haftorah 2 weeks in a row. But in any case, the Achronim ask, but 1 second, what's the whole reason you can't lay in the Megillah on Shabbos, Gzeira, Shemayavi, Renu? Just say Hallel on Purim. Just say Hallel on Shabbos. Is it better to move the Megillah to the wrong day? Wrong day? Just say Hallel. Obviously, nobody suggested that. It doesn't mean literally. It seems like they weren't misaken Hallel. Or others say, look in the Shari Tshuva, the Chidah. The whole discussion is about the original Takana. Once the Takana was made not to say Hallel, so there's no Hallel. There's no Hallel, whether you have the Megillah or not. But then the question is, why not? Like we said, just a comparison to Hanukkah. Right? Why wouldn't we say regular Hallel? What's wrong with Hallel? What does it mean the Megillah is the Hallel? So many suggest, I like the way the Pachad Yitzchak says it, Rav Hutner, just turning the page for a minute. I gave you also the Divrei Shaul, that's Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson, his commentary on Megillah, but just turn the page. Rav Hutner says regular Hallel is inappropriate to say on Purim. Not only do we not say it, we shouldn't say it. Because Purim is a different kind of day. Purim's not a day to say Hallel, what we call Hallel. Because as we know, Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world on two planes. We might call it Nes Nigla and Nes Nistar. We might call it Nes and Teva. The Meshech Chachma writes, we'll get back to the Rav Hutner's Lashon in a second, but the Meshech Chachma writes at the beginning of Pachuk Kosai. Two Gemaras, right? I think one in Pesach and one in Shabbos, right? The Gemara tells us that if somebody says, Brachas and in Shabbos, Brachas, somebody says Ashrei twice a day, Harizeh Ben Olam Haba. Amazing. One way ticket to Olam Haba. Say Ashrei twice a day. If somebody says Hallel HaGadol B'chol Yom, right, Hallel Gadol, according to most, means the Kilo Olam Chasto paragraph that we say Shabbos morning. Or they say it means Hallel. It's a Hallel type of paragraph. Hareza Machariv Umagadev. You're a blasphemer. So if you say certain Prakim of Tehillim, Olam Haba. You say other Prakim of Tehillim, you're a blasphemer. What's the difference between Ashrei and Hallel Gadol? Says the Meshech Chachma. Ha'inyan. Dahan Haga Hanisis Hi'ena Tachlitit. The miraculous is not the goal of life. To recognize Hashem through the miracles that He does is not the goal of life. Shashem bara ha'olam shetisai bofen ativi. Hashem created the world, a perfect world that is natural, has natural law. There's laws. There's something called gravity. There's something called photosynthesis. There's something called, there are all these laws in nature. Hashem wants the world to run that way. He doesn't want to be involved in a miraculous, open way every second. That's not what life's about. Meaning, he created a world to give man bechira chafshus, free choice. I'm here. Recognize that Mother Nature has a father. Yes. But there's something called nature. And there's something that Hashem makes the world run in a certain way. So saying Ashrei every day recognizes that. Poseach es yodecha. Chanan v'rachum Hashem. Saying Hawa Gadol would reflect. I say that every day. I recognize Hashem's in charge of the miraculous. In charge of the Nisim. That's what Hashem's in charge of. No. That's a Macharif and Magadif. As if saying Hashem's only in charge of the miraculous. Once in a while, Hashem has to perform a nace to remind us that he's there. They're not goals in itself. Like the Ramban says at the end of Parshas Bo. Shabbos Kuf Yerches. Hakorei Halo B'chol Yom. Shemore Shorei Lohodos Rak La'arach Pulas Al Sherech Derech Neis. They reflect that Hashem's in charge of the miraculous. That's Mecharif and Magadef. If you say Tehilo David B'chol Yom Ashrei. So that's godless because you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Purim's a day of Ashrei. Says Rav Huttner. Open miracles are Mechayiv and open Hallel. If today Hashem performed an open miracle for me, fine. That's Mechayev Miyahalel. Hidden miracles is Mechayev a hidden Hallel. One has to search for it. One has to know that the most appropriate way of expressing our recognition of what Hashem did in the Purim story is by not saying Hallel. Is by saying Hallel Me'achore. Saying Hallel. And you'll only know it's a Hallel if you realize, and if you focus, and you catch it. And Hashem's name is not mentioned in the Megillah. Because you can read the story in one way. But you have to read it in a Hallel way. That's the purpose. Says Rav Huttner, D'emanesu neis galuy ozgam amir sahala amir gluya shahala gali avabanes nistar amir sahala ki amira Biskasya shel halal ganus. It's not b'makam halal, really. It is a different type of halal. Because if you look closely at the Megillah, Yad Hashem is all over. I have a sefer at home. I just gave shiur a few weeks ago. I finished on Megillah Sester, and the Navi shiur came up. So the Mishpat Ozav. It's a great. I met him. He's a rav. Lives in Yerushalayim. Very lumdish. He quotes everything. It's a kovitz on. Yes, I think he has all in Nevi'im Rishonim now. He just came out two fat volumes on Yeshayo. So a couple of weeks ago, I went to his house to get the ones I didn't have. But see, he has, I think, 114 coincidences. I listed at the end of like, it just so happened. It just so happened that this occurred. And he goes through basically every detail of the story. Right? Almost every, maybe, just to mention a few. I don't know if he has these, but just a separate list. Almost every pasuk in the Megillah starts with a vav. And this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened. No, vavs mean that there's a continuum. There's a story being told, right? That's why the halacha is akorei l'mafrei lo yatsa. You can't read the Megillah out of order, because then you miss the whole point. I think I mentioned before. I remember a couple years ago. I remember one of my years in Woodmere. Two guys got in the shul, got a hatzalah call in the middle of the Megillah. They came back before the Megillah was over. They heard the last two prakim, and they're like, uh-huh. Could they just like make up the? I'm like, uh-uh. Right. You can't. You got to go straight. You got to go straight. Because why? Why do you have to go straight? Because that's the whole point. The Hallel message of the Megillah is when you read it start to finish. When you read everything. And you go one to the other. Right? That's what the Levush says in Source 21. Akorei l'mafrei lo yatsa. Because the Zichron Hanes, right, is when you read it straight. When you read it straight. The Sefer in the Yosef Lekach, the Achronim, mentions that there are two psukim that allude to, at least two of the psukim that allude to Shem Hashem and the Megillah. They're one parak away from each other. Right? By the when Haman is invited to the party, when Esther invites only Haman to the party with Achashverosh, Yavo Hamelech v'Haman Hayom Elamishte dat. Right? Yavo Hamelech v'Haman Hayom Yudke Vavke Rosh Tevos. Yavo Hamelech v'Haman Hayom. A parak later, when Haman's about to get it, then he falls on the bed. He saw Kikalsa Elav Hara'a. This is all said in source 23. Kikalsa Elav, he sees the evil is getting to him. Kikalsa Elav Hara'a. That's Yudke Vavke Sofetevos. Kikalsa Elav Hara'a. So ask the Yosef Lekach, why is the first one Rashi Tevos? Why is the second one Sofe Tevos? And why Dafka those two psukim? Out of all the psukim in the Megillah that could have alluded. There's also others, but says the Yosef Lekach, because this is Haman's high point. He reached the highest level. Only he's invited to the party with us, with Achashverosh. Who's lifting up Haman? Rashi Tevos, who's lifting him up by the lapel? Yavo Amel Haman Ayom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kol se'elav hara'ah, Haman's about to die. Who's pulling him down? Sofei Tevos, grabbing onto him. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the scenes, and that's the greatest hala that we have. The Vilna Gaon mentions, the Vilna Gaon tells us, quoted, if you look in the Shalmei Todah, also one of the acronym quotes from the Grup, in it's a medrash. The Medrash said that Achashverosh was pretty big Balgaiva, as we know. The Gemara says a lot of different things about Achashverosh. And he wanted a throne like Shlomo HaMelech used to have. You know, with the lions that came alive. And, you know, he wanted a huge throne, but yeah, he didn't know where to get one. So the best artisans in all 127 countries lived in Shushan. So he had them commissioned to build him his humongous throne. So he builds his humongous throne, and then they're like, okay, great, finished. He says, okay, ship it to me. They're like, this isn't being shipped anywhere. Mm-hmm. Right? This is huge. Right? Can't go anywhere. It's not going anywhere. So Achashverosh says, okay, fine, I'll move my malchus. How'd they get to Shushan? Because he built this throne, and he couldn't move it, so he moved the whole Persian government, moved to Shushan. Boom, the city where Esther and Mordechai lived. What a coincidence. How amazing that things work out like that. He ended up being in Shushan because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you read the Megillah, it's right in front of us. It could be a hallel if you read it the right way. Rabbi Lamb, this is Rabbi Lamb's, they put out a couple years ago, his commentary, amazing, on Purim. But there, right before Megillah Esther, he has, I didn't give it to you, but I can make copies of it if those who want. He picks up on the end of the Megillah. The Megillah is called Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. This is the Megillah's quote. It's called Majesty and Humility. Majesty and Mystery. So, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. What's the message? Says Rabbi Lamb, more than anyone in the entire Megillah, whose name is mentioned the most? Whose name comes up over and over and over at every step of the way? Achashverosh. Achashverosh is there over and over. He's in the center of every story. We give him such credit and such you know, screen time. Says Rabbi Lamb, and again, and he proves it, right? And you look at it, and then he seems, the Gemara says, he was smart, he was a fool. He was the king, but he couldn't make his own decisions. The Megillah was written on two levels. And maybe this is the secret of Avdei Achashverosh Hanan. When the Megillah was written, they had to be very careful how they wrote it. Achashverosh was still the king. They were hoping to get the Beis HaMikdash. They couldn't write a religious victory openly over the Jews of Shushan and of all over the non-Jews of Shushan, all the country, and over the anti-Semites. They had to write Megillas Esther in such a delicate way that it had to be Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. If Achashverosh would read the book, he would read it one way. Yeah, it's all me. I am the man. I got rid of Haman. He was trying to maybe do something with the Esther. Maybe he wanted to be the king. We could talk about Megillas Esther a little bit. But there's not a word of prayer. They fasted. Okay, they fasted. Doesn't say they cried out to Hashem. You read the Megillah, one way you can read it, okay, an amazing story, an oppressed people were saved, there was a terrible evil man, he was hanged, and they lived happily ever after. That's Divrei Shalom. But if you read it Divrei Emes, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every stage. And that's the greatest hallel in the world. The greatest hallel. And again, it behooves each person. And again, I can say that it'll make a huge difference in your Megillah experience to read through the Megillah before Purim. If you can do it with Rashi, it's great. Do a little bit. The Torah Tamimah has in the back of Shmos. Just read it with a commentary. The Malbim is a great commentary. Listen to the Ten Shiurim. Whatever it is, just read the Megillah. So just certain things that we don't always realize, like the details. Though I was telling, because my kids aren't in school, so I just put my 10-year-old to sleep before I came. Hopefully he's sleeping. But we're going through. So I started this past week. I started going through the story of. So I said, yeah, and Esther said they had a fast for 3 days. They didn't need to have the Seder that year, according to Chazal. They fasted. 3 days was Pesach. It's like Pesach. But Purim, it's like not near Pesach. Though you don't realize, the whole story happened in Nisan. Right? They fasted and everything was over because right after the Zera was made, they had to get rid of it. And then they had to wait 9-10 months and get ready for what was going to happen. It's in the Psukim. But if we don't read it before, we just listen and we like the tunes and we can't wait for the next Haman, you know, it's... We just have to make sure that we appreciate it. But again, as Rabbi Lamb notes here, again, you can read this. It's a beautiful, everything Rabbi Lamb writes is great. But he says, the true story, therefore, is that man, what's the message? Achashverosh thought he was the man. He was a puppet. In life, very often we think we're the man. Often we have to recognize who's the puppeteer and who's the puppet. Right. The true story, therefore, is that man is both puppet and puppeteer, master and servant of his fate, molder of and molded by his destiny. B'chulu. And he continues, we are all actors in a great divine drama. We have to learn. But that's the greatest hallel in the world. And maybe we could even say, the Pnei Yeshua doesn't really say it, but a little bit. You know, Kafalem Kagigis, Rambam Gemara says, Kimu v'kiblu. So they accepted it b'Yemei HaPurim. Why they accept it? What they accept, according to men, Torah Shebaal Peh. Because Nasim and Ishba was Torah Shebachsav, they re-accepted. Why Dafka Torah Shebachsav did they accept? They accepted the hidden Torah when they experienced the hidden miracle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the hidden salvation. Hidden salvation, hidden Hallel, hidden Torah. The Pnei Yeshua in Source 26. He doesn't really say this, but he picks up on the idea about the Kimu V'Kiblu. So we have to recognize that. And if we really feel this way, that's the greatest simcha in the world, when we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the scenes, not just in the miraculous. And maybe that fits in, I didn't give it to you, but Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, the Rambam says, everything about Purim is going to be not going to be batal, we're going to do everything in Purim. He says, no, there's one detail that's going to be batal. There's one detail, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Neven Zal quotes it, that's not going to apply when Mashiach comes. Chayei Benish Levesumi. It's not going to apply. Why? Which, by the way, parenthetically, we could talk about it on Monday. But Rav Asher Weiss says, why are there 1,000 pshatim to that line? Why are there 1,000 pshatim to that line? What it means? Because nobody is comfortable with the pashat pshat. And that's why the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Poskim won't give different pshatim of what it means. Okay, we'll get to that better on Monday, maybe. But anyway, but Rav Shlomo Zalman said, it's not going to exist. Why? Because in the future, we're not going to need any external stimuli to give us the simcha that Purim is. We will recognize it from within because of our closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And recognizing that he's not involved only in the miraculous, but he's involved in the hidden. He's involved in our lives. He's the Yadat, he's the Hamelech in the Megillah. And that's something for us to recognize. And we read the Megillah twice. Right? The Ikar reading is during the day, as most Rishonim say. That's why we say Ashkenazim say Shechianu again. Why do we read it at night? Night is mysterious. Night adds an element. Night adds an element of the hidden. Emunascha balelos. So as we get ready for Purim, and again, the more we get ready, the greater the experience will be. Let us all recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind the scenes. Again, this Purim is going to be a different Purim. Again, in the whole world. And everybody's going to have a somewhat more limited, but limited only might mean some external actions that we do. But in terms of internal feelings, there doesn't have to be any limit for this Purim. There doesn't have to be any limit for what we feel, what we recognize, you know, to think about it. Even just to sit, some point between now and Purim, and write three or four things down, you know, where I saw Hashem's hidden hand during this past year in my life. Was it a miracle? But I saw His hidden hand. You know, it's hard to think about because we usually just focus on the negative. We focus on the headaches and, you know, other things going on. But sure, in each one of our lives. And that's what we should focus on. When we think about Purim, we should be zocha to really see, feel it. And when we lay in the Megillah, when we hear the Megillah, when we read the Megillah, we should think about Hallel. We should think about praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu through telling the story. Through telling the story and putting ourselves into the situation. Then, here at Son, that we get the most out of this Purim, and Be'ez Hashem, if we have a proper Purim this way, a poshet yad, right, nosed and low. If we have a proper perspective on this Purim, Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're learning Pesachim this year. We'll be ready for Karban Pesach. Right? We're going through all of those middle prakim. Right? So let's all get ready. So Be'ez Hashem, we still have a couple of weeks. We don't want to do Pesach Sheni, we want to do Pesach Rishon. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zoche, you know. The first step is to have the proper Purim, and then we'll start davening for it even more. Okay, we'll stop here.